Killjoy. Written and read by Joe Cheatham. No More Page 3 was a grassroots campaign started by Lucianne Holmes in August 2012. It petitioned the editor of the Sun newspaper to stop printing photographs of topless women that had regularly appeared on the third page of the paper since 1970. The movement ran for 2.5 years and gained support from over 150 MPs, Scottish Parliament, the Welsh Assembly, more than 30 universities and colleges, and a number of trade unions, charities and organisations. It sparked a national and international conversation about objectification and representation within the press. The campaign was run by a team of volunteers of different ages and backgrounds who were scattered across the UK. They had no experience of campaigning, no money, and little idea what they were doing, but they shared a goal of ending one of the most sexist institutions of our time. Page 3 of the Sun newspaper. I was one of the confused and ill-equipped volunteers, and this is my story. Author's note. What follows is not a history of the No More Page 3 campaign. Rather, it's a memoir of my own personal experiences of the movement and the people I met along the way. In writing this, I relied upon my own memories and mined my personal journals, along with approximately 15 billion emails, texts, social media messages, and newspaper and magazine articles. The events you will read about in these pages really did happen, flash mobs and maggots included, although they do not necessarily appear in the order in which they occurred. Comments from supporters and trolls are taken from the No More Page 3 petition or social media sites. The conversations in this book are either a product of my memory or are reproduced exactly as they appeared in the campaign's private Facebook group. Most of my No More Page 3 teammates read a draft of this book and helpfully reminded me of things I'd forgotten, corrected mistakes, and said things like, "Oh my God, if you write that, I will absolutely kill you. I mean it, I'm not kidding." With this in mind, I changed the names and identifying features of some individuals who appear in this book, and, to further respect the privacy of those involved, there are some composite characters. Additionally, some people and events have been omitted, because if I included everyone and everything, this book would never, ever end. Prologue. Boudicca was buried on Peckham Rye, according to a local legend. The woman sitting next to me on the park bench told me all about it. She forgets a lot these days, but she remembers Boudicca, Boadicea, as they used to call her, because her daughter played her in a historical reenactment on a school playing field in 1965 or 1966. She can't remember which. The mothers banded together to make props. They made an impressive Iceni chariot out of an old wheelbarrow from the allotments, but in the final act, her daughter fell through the bottom of it, which had gone rotten because of the manure. Teresa had to be carried to the doctors in her Celtic robes, and her ankle was bandaged until Good Friday. I was paying close attention to the story, focusing on the details I'd tell my mum later on the phone, when she suddenly trailed off and said, "Have you been gardening?" I looked down at the bamboo canes and bits of card sticking out of my bag and said, "Oh no, I've been at a protest actually. They're signs, badly made ones." I laughed nervously. "But better than nothing." "What's all that about then?" I explained that I was part of a group campaigning against page 3, the topless photos of young women that appeared every weekday in the Sun newspaper. We'd staged a big protest in Parliament Square earlier that day. I pulled the petition out of my bag and showed her. "Hang about," she said, fishing her glasses out of her pocket. She took the petition from me and studied it. "Have you got a pen?" It took ages to find a biro, but finally, one appeared at the bottom of my bag, along with the lipstick I'd been looking for since April. She signed her name with a shaky hand, and the pen hovered above the "Reason for Signing" box. She paused before writing, "We need more rebellious women."